Well, for a long time, Lomas Brown has been helping the community.
Yes, sir.
For a very long time. And he's been doing it through the Lomas Brown Jr. Foundation. And today, his annual golf classic kicking off. And they do everything to support academic success or physical wellness.
Mm-hmm.
They offer scholarships and career readiness for kids in the Detroit area. It's an incredibly worthy cause, and so many rally around Lomas to make this thing happen and to help those in our community. And Lomas Brown, the co-host of Sports Wrap here on WJR, Lions legend, Super Bowl champ, joins us this morning. Lo, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Is the putter warmed up today? How are we feeling?
Hey, look, Chris, Loy, I have a very, very important job. I am in charge of hydration and nourishment. So I'm going to keep you hydrated and nourished out there today. That's my job, and that's an important job.
I'm telling you, last year I was on the green, one of the greens, and he was Lomas was maybe 30 yards away from me, and I yelled to him. I said, Lomas, I need a celebrity a guest putter here. And he goes, no, you don't.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know, we just try to have a lot of fun out there. It's
for sure.
A lot of fun. And like you said earlier, a lot of people come together to make this possible. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to do this.
And you know, Lomas, we all know you've had, you know, tremendous success in football and broadcasting. But where does giving back rank among, you know, your life's accomplishments?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that, Lloyd, because when I first got here, right, as an offensive lineman back in 1985, yeah, I wanted to make my name on the field, but I knew it was just as important or maybe more important to make my name off the field, and that's what I did. I just started doing charitable events, started getting out more and more in the community, and you know, it just grown from there. So it's natural now. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just part of life for me to get out there and give to whoever, you know, we can. And like they say, too much is given, much is expected.
Last year, the tournament raised over $250,000. And that talk about how that directly benefits the foundation.
Oh, my gosh, man. The programs, Chris, that we're able to put on. And look, everything I do, from my camps to the reading program to the enrichment program, any and everything we do is free for the kids and their families. So the foundation takes on the financial responsibility of that. And like I say, from the good people here raising money, that enables me to keep these programs going for these young kids. And, you know, and that's what we got to give them. We got to give them while they're young, man. And that's what we're trying to do here at the foundation.
No, when you look back at your own childhood, who invested in you? Was there someone who changed the course kind of like of your life, the way you're hoping to do for these young people?
You know what? That's a great question. Not for me. I was lucky, right? I had both of my parents in my house, my father and my mother there. So, you know, you get that both types of love. You get that tough love from your dad, but you get that nourishing love from your mother. And so I was lucky. A lot of kids not like that. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I knew the situation that I was in, and I know the situation that a lot of kids are in, having single families, single parents, households. So I wanted to be that kind of that. Not surrogate father, but almost that surrogate that can fill in, say, financially if you need that. If you need a father figure, if you need advice, I want to be that person that can do that. And through my foundation, that enables me to do things like this.
So you guys are getting ready to tee off here in a couple hours. And,
yes, sir.
You know, last year we're getting ready to play and Barry Sanders just walking by. Oh, there's Calvin Johnson just driving around on a golf cart.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. just bebopping around. I mean, this dude brings out everybody. And you know, talking to Calvin or Barry or whatever, it was like, we're so happy to be here for Lomas. We're so happy to be here for the foundation. I mean, you guys do everything right.
Yeah, we do. We try to. I have to thank those guys, man. Like I always say, man, once you put on that Honolulu blue and silver, It's in your blood, and I'm so happy these guys come out. They support me. And guys, even that you don't see out there, I still get that support that I need to get out in the community and do what we need to do. So, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to having a great, great day today.
And, Lo, we always hear like it takes a village. We hear that all the time. Is this golf outing kind of becoming that village now?
Woo, man, tell me about it, man. So many moving pieces, man. There's so many pieces that are part of that village. Yes, it is, man. It's like a whole bunch of little ones of us just running around, man. Yeah, so it does take a lot to make this happen. And Kim Knight, Tamika Carthane, those are my people from my foundation. They did an awesome job of helping to put this event on. And, yeah, hopefully we're going to have a good day out there today.
And all the sponsors, all the volunteers that help make this thing possible.
Yes, yes, Myers, all the big sponsors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lomas, make sure people are hydrated.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We'll be warm today.
Sir.
Keep them full.
Yes,
and,
I will.
And have them spend as much money as possible on the auction items. Just,
man,
just
know what?
Keep
I
them lubed up.
I love that formula. I love that formula
there.
Hydrate them, nourish them, and just dig in their pockets.
That's right. That's right.
The big three, right?
The big three.
Pay that man his money.
All right, Lo, we appreciate you. Congratulations on, again, the culmination of a lot of hard work, and then you restart again tomorrow, but enjoy today with everybody out there. It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, Lo. See you, buddy.
You got it. They do so many great things.
Oh, my goodness, man.
So many great things. And again, like, it's fun to be in these golf outings and things like that. But then once you get down to what happens afterwards
and what it's all for,
you know, you're going to spend a couple $1,000 and have a foursome, right? So if you're at work, right, and you want to bring a couple clients out or whatever, money well spent. Oh,
absolutely.
And then let me show you. Let me introduce you to Calvin Johnson. Let me introduce you to Lomas Brown.
I wonder how many deals get done out there, too.
A lot. Sure, a lot.
You know some deals going down.
Absolutely. Maybe they'll figure out who our, you know, starting corner is going to be now that Terry Arnold's gone. I don't know. All kinds of stuff gets talked about on the golf course. 7 o'clock hour coming up. Get you caught on the headlines. Mike Rogers also next hour. It's next.